Rav Abasa, Yerushalmi, corresponding to Rav Bavli, Daf Nun Zayin. We begin in the Yerushalmi on Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, at the Mishnah in the middle of the page, Halacha Zayin, Eledvorim Shesh Lahen Chazoka, Velo Shein Lahen Chazoka. Mishnah says there's some things that can create a Chazoka, and some things cannot create a Chazoka. Haya Ma'amid Behema, Bechotza, Uma'amid Tano, Vikiraim, Vorechaim, Umagadatana Goylim, Venosin Zvoloi, Bechotza, Eno Chazoka. If a person stood an animal, an oven, a stove, millstones, or he breeds chickens, or put manure in a courtyard, it doesn't create a chazaka, because people are not particular about these things, the owner would not have protested. But if he made a partition, 10 tvachim tall for his animal, or his oven, or his stove, or his millstones, or he brought chickens into the house, or he made a place for manure 3 tvachim deep, or 3 tvachim tall, it does create a chazaka. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Lazar Nagru Hashutzim Liyos Mevatrim Zeh Lazeh B'Tana Goylim. Rav Lazar says that partners are accustomed to allow each other to breed chickens, therefore doing so does not create a chazaka. Amar Rav Yosef Masnisin Lo Amar Kein Ela Shneim Asurim Lahamid Rechayim B'Tana Ulegadel Tana Goylim. Rav Yosef asks the question is that the Mishnah in Masechet Nedarim doesn't say this because it says over there if partners vow that they can't benefit from each other, both of them may not stand millstones or an oven or breed chickens. And the Gemara leaves this question unresolved. Amar Blaza, Gidul Tanagoylim Bechotza She'ena Sheloi, Harei Zu Chazoka. Blaza says if a person would breed chickens in another person's courtyard, it can create a Chazoka. Amar Biosi V'Yeus, Manashach, Im Yesh Lo Roshus Legadil, Harei Ze Gidil. Im Ein Lo Roshus Legadil, Harei Ze Chazoka. Biosi says this is correct because either way, if he has permission to do so, he is doing so, and if not, and he nevertheless did it, and the owner didn't protest, therefore it creates a Chazoka.